Welcome to Small Business Samaritan's STAR program with your host, Philip Saxon. They come alongside STAR businesses knowing that standing together achieves results. Small Business Samaritan's focuses on businesses throughout Atlanta. And now it's time for Small Business Samaritan's.
Hi, this is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans. Small Business Samaritans is an organization that is specifically designed to help owners, managers, and startups with concrete assistance. We provide outstanding training seminars and personal development. We consult with business owners to help them generate sales and increase the all-important cash flow. Today, we have in the studio with us Nathan Tate, who is owner of Eclipse Web Media. Nathan is a web developer, an expert in helping small businesses get their information out on the web, not just get there, but also make those websites work for them. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Philip. How you doing?
Welcome again to the Small Business Samaritan STAR program. Nathan, in our last discussion, we talked about the three key things that a website ought to do. Could you review that with our audience again?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there are three, I would say, probably the most important things for a website. And, you know, number one is that it needs to be beautiful. I think a lot of people understand that, but the, you know, the importance of beauty is that you really build immediate trust with a visitor so that they can then do number two, and that is a website that is built to convert. I think this is one of the most overlooked items. A lot of times people think that if a site is beautiful that it will convert, but that really is not the case. And so I think a focus on conversion is very important. And then number three is once you get a beautiful website to convert, you got to figure out how to drive traffic. So beauty, conversion, and traffic are kind of the three pillars of what I would call a great website.
Nathan, could you take a moment and further explain what conversion means?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, you know, when people build a website, typically they're thinking about, you know, how beautiful is it? And, you know, are people going to be impressed? Is this basically a fancy business card? But what really needs to be thought about is, what do I want the visitors to do? What is my exact, precise point of conversion? Do I want people to, you know, to call my office? Do I want people to buy a product? Do I want them to buy a product and then add on another product? And so really defining what that sales cycle is, that kind of buying funnel, and then letting the design really serve the process of conversion. So, you know, understanding conversion is just knowing exactly what you want your website to do and then make sure that it's designed and coded to do just that.
Nathan, tell us something about the keyword concept.
You know, we are an SEO company, and so we get the question, you know, all the time, you know, can you get my site to rank on the first page of Google? And it kind of makes us laugh a little bit because, you know, it depends, you know, on for what keyword. One of my favorite examples of, you know, difficult keyword research is if you were doing SEO for the Hilton Hotel in Paris, France. It's one of my favorite analogies, and it's really great because, you know, you would, that they would want to rank for a word like the Paris Hilton. But of course, that is a famous internationally known, you know, celebrity, Paris Hilton. And so that is a great example of where you need to step back, look at your keyword, and then think about the searcher. A lot of people come to us and they say, you know, this is the word I want to rank on the first page in Google. But what we know with some analytics is that that keyword either doesn't have any search volume, nobody's looking for that, or perhaps just the opposite. There's millions of people looking for it, and you won't get any conversion. Just last month, we had somebody call us and say they want to rank number one for dogs, which is, you know, Wikipedia is going to rank number one for dogs. What they really wanted to rank for was, you know, dog training services in Atlanta. So understanding what keywords are going to convert is so important. And so that really just takes, you know, whether it's a company with experts or you just sitting down and, you know, maybe with a business partner and saying, okay, you know, what keywords do we want to target on each page? And then kind of play devil's advocate with that. You know, what are people thinking when they search for that? Because a lot of times, you know, we have our own favorite keywords and it may be that those actually don't convert, that those are not the right decisions. So just being strategic, spend a lot of time in your keyword planning, play the devil's advocate. You know, what might someone be searching that's really not your service when they look for those? So I think keyword analysis and implementation is very, very important.
We've been talking with Nathan Tate, owner of Eclipse Web Media. Nathan, could you give us your phone number?
Yeah, it is 770-990-2888.
Well, check back with us next week because we're going to continue this conversation and really talk about the importance of conversion in websites.
You're listening to Small Business Samaritan's STAR program, providing monthly business training and sales seminars. And now, it's time for the next segment of Small Business Samaritan's STAR program.
Hi, this is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans. We come alongside small businesses to help them be successful. I'd like to welcome back Chris Reese and Judy Harris with Cirrus Business Group. Chris has over 17 years of experience successfully transforming organizations, and Judy is a licensed coaching clinic facilitator with multiple certifications. Welcome, Chris and Judy.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you, Philip.
You know, one of the things that I've often talked about in terms of entrepreneurs is that one of our functions is to create wealth and also create jobs. Chris, you and Judy have shared with me that business owners should all also be thinking about their businesses as though they were getting ready to sell. Why is that important?
Well, Philip, a lot of small business owners don't want to think about this. I'm not ready to sell. I don't want to do that. But it is very important because not only does it drive them to think about the business in terms of what creates value from a purchaser's perspective, it's also the responsible thing to do for their family, their employees, their customers, and their community. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So if our business is not capable of running effectively in our absence, we haven't fully done our jobs as owners and leaders of that organization.
Right, Chris. And Philip, our listeners keep hearing us beat the drum about being intentional, intentionality. And that's what this is really all about. Rather than just getting up and fighting the day's fires day after day, really making no progress with growth, as business leaders, we need to be intentional about duplicating ourselves. That includes not only teaching and communicating our values, why the business exists, and processes, but teaching people how to teach these. We call this training the trainer.
This all sounds great. However, most small business owners are really just stuck in firefighting mode day by day. How does a business go about doing what you're talking about?
That is so true. And Judy and I have this conversation in our firm, and we fall into that same thing. But the big thing, the first component, is really having a good advisor, a coach, that helps you be accountable as the business owner. And then also that can help you understand where value is created as far as how a business is priced. You need to understand what drives valuation in your business category so you know what to be building, how to set those metrics. And second, you need to be training your replacement and require that individual be doing the same and so forth and so on, almost a continuous apprenticeship. And if you don't have somebody in your organization that you can train, well, then that's a bigger problem and one that needs to be solved very, very quickly.
Yeah, Chris. An organization always needs to have someone ready to fill the other people's shoes or one another's shoes. And this goes back to making sure you hire right. We've talked about this several times in the past. Hiring right is the most important thing you can do to have the competent staff that you're looking for. If you're simply hiring people out of expediency, in other words, just trying to fill a position rather than hiring people that have proven potential and reflect the organization's values, then you, as a business owner, will have a hard time finding someone to coach to replace you. And let's face it, sometimes we need to get away. If there's no one there to fill your shoes for a little while, then you're not doing yourself a very good service either. This is often the case. It is so important to have people that have the right values, and these are reinforced by the systems and culture of the business. This is why most businesses don't survive a third generation.
You know, now that we're coming to the holiday season, business owners have a little bit of downtime to think about these things. But not just think about them alone. They should also bring in advisors like you, Chris, and Judy to work these situations out. How can our listening audience reach you?
They can always call our office. We're located up in Cumming at 678-365-3333. They can also contact us through our website. It's www.cirrusbg, that's C-I-R-R-U-S-B-G, as in business group, .com.
Thank you, Chris and Judy. I look forward to talking with you next week. This
Thank
is Philip Saxton.
It's always a pleasure.
This is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans.